This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, you were sleeping. They came and took it away.
All right, final segment here. Alex Jones. Alan Shore is about to take over. John Baum always does really important reports. He's done one on Juneteenth and how it's been weaponized. And he did one on another big important subject, Hunter Biden, just to show how the corruption works. One of the biggest ways to launder money, one of the biggest ways to pay off politicians is their wife's an artist. And then, oh, it's subjective. You buy her painting for $500,000. And then... you know, the mayor does what you want him, a land deal or whatever. He's selling him these paintings that he can never sell before as fast as he can for $500,000, $1 million. It just shows the insane level of corruption and what's happening and how the system wants to make America as dysfunctional as they can, but not just the United States, the entire world. And if we just become conscious of that, we can change it. So I hope that Owen has time to air those reports. I know he's got a lot on his slate and a lot of guests, and also taking calls is always really important. We're going to have some amazing reports for you. It'll take a couple days to get them out, but I would imagine that sometime next week we'll put out this big special report that really answers a lot of questions and strikes the heart of the New World Order and who runs it and how to stop it. That should be out sometime early next week. But I want to take some time to voice it and, you know, add a lot, because we put a lot of work into it. I want to add some clips and, you know, you're really kind of have a mini documentary about what's happened here in New York. Separately, I'll tell you what's not made in China. We can source and get all the supplements we want out of China, but they're dirty and they've got problems and they're adulterated. And so we could sell our products at a fraction of the price we do, but instead we source them in North America. Some of the stuff comes from Europe, some of it from South America, but it's from the top apothecaries, you know, the top good facilities in the world. And so it doesn't come from China. I'll tell you, when it comes to shortwave radios, they're all from China. You can't find them. We used to sell Grundig that was made in Germany. That went out of business like 10 years ago. I was a Grundig dealer. Then people didn't buy enough Grundigs. It went out of business. So when people used to say to Trump, hey, why are your ties made in China? He's like, they'd be three times more if they were made in America. I'm trying to do a deal where it would be half the cost that it currently is in America, still more expensive than China. And he did that. But then those unfair deals that he got rid of have been put right back in place. So that's how this whole scam operates. Most of our products are made right here in America. The T-shirts are textile here in America. They are printed here in America. I think some of the textiles we use sometimes if there's a shortage because of the shutdown. We had to buy some from, like, Honduras. We got some from Vietnam, but they're becoming more capitalist. I mean, that's another problem we've experienced with the COVID lockdown is that the economies that aren't command and control, like China, when they shut down for over a year, most of our companies that we were getting supply from couldn't supply anymore. And so that causes supply chain breakdown. That's why the products we do have, we need folks to get them. Plus, they're great products because that funds our operation. And so there's a lot of great deals at InfoWarsStore.com. But while you're there, we got some great new T-shirts that are out, not just Save the Frogs, but some other ones that are really great conversation pieces. It takes a lot of money, especially in this inflationary economy, as you know, to stay on air. You can also support us. You can donate right at the top of InfoWarsStore.com. And you can just see support us become a sponsor, and that's viewers like you, listeners like you. Go give $5, $20, $100. Sign up consecutively each month, cancel any time for free, but that way you don't forget each month to give us $10. That way we get $9.50 or whatever, because there's some fees, instead of just, you know, making 30, 40% off of, say, we sell some vitamins and minerals for $30, and then we get, like, you know, $12, $13. That sounds great. But then we discount even less, and then after all the overhead and all the issues, I end up spending a lot of my time just trying to raise funds, which I'm not complaining about. I'm just saying we're doing important work, and I want to thank you all for your support. But just remember InfoWarsStore.com, and while you're there, sign up for AutoShip. That way you can cancel any time, order out every month, every 2 months, every 3 months. That way products you really like keep coming back in. Don't want to get any more, just cancel it. It's free. But that way it's on AutoShip as well, so you keep supporting us, and don't forget. Because I'm really bad about supporting something I want to support and then getting busy and forgetting about it, and then you turn around and it's gone. Like, oh, I love that restaurant. Well, enough folks didn't go there. It's shut down. Please keep us on air. Owen Schroeder takes over right now. All that evil men in tyranny seem to flourish is that good men do nothing. Well, I'm trying to be a good man. I'm trying to stand up and do the right thing. And I've seen huge effects with what we've done here at InfoWars. Other good men and women getting together and telling the truth and standing up to corruption. But now the globalists are coming after us. And so I need your prayers. I need your financial support. I need your word of mouth to stay in the fight. We've got a big sale going right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points on three items that have been sold out. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. X3, 60% off. Best you'll ever on that. And, of course, Bio. True selenium that is essential for every action of every cell in your body. It's 50% off. They're all back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's you that has kept us on air. It is you that has spread the word. It is you that have built this operation, and we're now needed more than ever. So please continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, and please share the fact that this is an incredible line of products with your friends, your family, neighbors, strangers, you name it, at the same time.
Foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroeder.
Into the second hour of this Alex Jones show. And, you know, I did all of this work to prepare for today. I'm going to be hosting the War Room as well. So that I understood this story about the Chinese defector and the latest developments, and that I could come on here today and be very eloquent and coherent and decisive in my explanation and coverage of this. But, you know, you get onto the stage and you have it and you have all the prep work, and it's just like, I can't really do it justice. Again, this is the type of information that InfoWars has to cover on air. And so then there's like all this other psychological stuff that goes on behind it. And it's like why they want to attack Alex Jones. But it's like, this is beyond my pay grade. This is the kind of stuff that Jen Psaki should be telling you about. But she's a joke. She's a clown. And she, quite frankly, she doesn't even know what's going on. The Biden administration doesn't even communicate with her. So, yeah, she gets up there. She can't answer questions because she doesn't know. She has no idea. Her job is to stand up there like a clown and take questions from the media when she has no clue what's going on. But so here we are, and InfoWars, and thank God for the others that are breaking this and reporting this. They are out there. But it should be universal in the American media, and it's not. And I wonder why. Because some in the American media are truly the enemy of the people. And that's what it is. That's why Donald Trump said that. Boy, that's extreme. Well, it's the truth. COVID is just one example. Or covering up the manufacturing of COVID in the bioweapons lab is just one level. And once you understand how the media has covered that up, or how they cover up all the crimes of the Biden family, or protect Joe Biden in his embarrassing, whatever, 130 days in office that it's been so far, his sloppy G7 Putin summit, that's why the media is the enemy of the people. So you've got, again, just I'll finish up on it now and get some of the other news. Because again, this is something that you should be hearing from Chris Wray. You should be hearing from the DIA, the CIA, the DOJ, the White House. You're not going to. They're not on our team. They are against us. They are against we the people. They are against America. They are just like the media. They're connected at the hip. It's a symbiote. The corrupt media, the corrupt politicians. So again, here are the headlines. This is the latest from the from Daily Mail. Has a top Chinese official defected to the U.S. with Wuhan lab secrets? Vice Minister of State Security fled Beijing in February with information that sparked Biden to U-turn on COVID origins. And so that's why you see that flip, but of course it's just a cover-up. They know the information is inevitably going to get out, but how do they control it and then steer the narrative in a way that, protects themselves and protects their Chinese allies? And so that's the real debate that's happening in D.C. right now, in big tech right now. That's why you see all the censorship of these stories. That's why you saw the censorship of these stories a year ago when this was coming out. That's why you had people kicked off of Fox News for daring to report this stuff. Like Fox Business, a couple popular hosts just gone overnight, who had the top ratings, by the way, Trish Regan, Lou Dobbs. Yeah, they were a little suspicious of the COVID leak out of the lab. They were a little suspicious of all the shutdowns, and, well, they talked about it on air, and so they got it. They got the hammer banned. By the way, you have another Fox News reporter at a local level going to Project Veritas to report corporate censorship, but that's another story. Moving on. So again, high-ranking Chinese defector has direct knowledge of several Chinese special weapons programs, but not just that. Red States sources say that it's partially true. I'm skipping ahead in this story here about the U.S. intelligence agencies getting all of this information. FBI Director Christopher Wray was ambushed with the information, and Langley was unaware. Sources say DIA leadership kept the defector within their clandestine services network to prevent Langley and the State Department from accessing the person, whose existence was kept from other agencies because DIA leadership believes there are Chinese spies or sources inside the FBI, CIA, and several other federal agencies. So it's so bad in D.C. with Chinese spies around every corner, they don't even know what to do with this guy. So it's kind of like Epstein on a new level. It's like, okay, here's Epstein. Here's a triple agent, quadruple agent, whatever, running industrial level sex trafficking stuff, pedophile island, the whole nine yards, all this blackmail on all these people used for control and capitulation and power. And now you got him going to jail. And so it becomes an issue of, wow, how are we going to protect this guy? And they couldn't. So again, it's a different level, but it's the same thing. How are they going to control this intelligence asset out of China and the 2+ terabytes of data that he has on Chinese bioweapons research, including the COVID lab, and intelligence on U.S. officials that are bought and paid for, owned by the Chinese communists as spies? So again, how do you control Jeffrey Epstein getting all that information out? Well, you kill him in jail. How do you control this Chinese defector from getting all this information out? How do you control those terabytes of information from getting to the public? Well, they're running that scam right now. They are answering those questions internally right now. And to the good people that are actually in the CIA or the DIA or the White House or any of this stuff, they're going to learn real quick how bad it is. And you know that the Biden administration and the FBI and others are going to do everything they can to keep this information from getting out and to keep this Chinese defector from going fully public. So that's the operation they're running right now. So, yeah, they basically have this guy probably in jail. The Chi-Coms are begging them to send him back. And they're holding on to that intelligence. So, I mean, they're literally keeping this guy from going public. They're keeping the information from being public, and they're keeping this defector from going public right now. That's the Biden administration. That's the FBI. They're covering up the origins of COVID. They're covering up a Chinese military operation that was used against us and used against the world. Why? Because they're involved with it. And so that's why Xi Jinping laughs at Biden, because he owns him. Joe Biden is Xi Jinping's bitch. Putin's bitch too, apparently. But for this, it's more important, because Xi Jinping knows, China owns your corporations, China owns your media, and China owns your intelligence agencies. What are you going to do? You're going to come out and tell the world that we launched this bioweapon? Guess what? We're going to tell the world who you are. So Xi Jinping, the mafia gangster of the Communist Party in China, now owns our intelligence agencies, owns our major corporations, owns our media, owns Biden, and we get nothing. We don't even have enough leadership in D.C. to blow this story wide open yesterday when we have the terabytes of information. Why aren't the Chinese spies in the U.S. government being arrested right now? Why?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To save the world from the corrupt globalists?
I won't miss you.
Who's going to save the world?
I won't ever take you back.
From the global government tyranny being foisted upon us right now, the medical tyranny, the oppressive global communism that, I mean, you'll wish you had communism when this thing rolls out. Yeah, communism, uh-huh. Just another lie of the New World Order. Well, it's going to have to be us. It's going to have to be you and the audience. It's going to have to be leaders in politics, leaders in business, everything. That's the only way we can get out of this, ladies and gentlemen. And so I'm going to finish up on this Chinese defector story the best I can. And it's frustrating because I can't possibly do this story justice. I mean, this is just, it's just unbelievable. I mean, we have Our federal institutions and D.C. and the media are so corrupted and so against us that they're burying this story. That not only we were lied to about COVID in the outset, but that it appears to be by design that this was a bioweapon and that the Chinese military knew all about it and were even running the program. And that's just like, again, that's one level. The Chinese defector is also warning Americans, all of your top institutions are infiltrated by Chinese spies. And we know about Swalwell, we know about Feinstein, we know about Nancy Pelosi running cover. I explained this earlier. Running cover for the Chinese spies to get out of the U.S., while COVID was breaking out and Donald Trump was becoming privy to all of it. So Pelosi goes down to Chinatown and says, oh, no, everything's great. Come down here. Nothing to be afraid of. Trump's racist. Don't ban travel from China. So that all the Chinese spies could get back to the Chinese mainland safely. And then they did. And then, of course, just, you know, as they would, the Democrats came out. Now we're for all the travel shutdowns, blaming Trump for everything, shut down the economy, all of it. After all the Chinese spies got out. And again, this is a complex thing when dealing with COVID, because people will say, well, wait a second, you say don't be afraid of COVID, we shouldn't have shut down, it's not a big deal, but you're saying it's a bioweapon. Well, yeah, okay. Both can be true. Both are true. We've been around long enough through this thing to know that both of those things are the cases. We actually have the real data on COVID now, and now we know how and where it came from. And there's the mainstream media still there covering it up. And so they'll slow roll out the revelations that it came out of the Wuhan lab while they're covering it up that it was a military bioweapon and that Western big tech companies were involved and that Fauci and Gates and Obama were involved. And that through this revelation that we're now learning about how the U.S. government is completely just covered throughout with Chinese spies. And again, you already know, Dianne Feinstein, driven around by a Chinese spy for two decades. She knew. She knew that. Eric Swalwell, sleeping with a Chinese spy. He probably didn't know that. So what is going to happen to the Chinese intelligence official Dong Jingwei, that the federal government is currently basically keeping under wraps? He's basically, you know, being put in jail. I mean, I don't think they have him in a jail cell, but, you know, they'll probably keep him in jail, essentially, so that he can't go public and other media won't cover this. Because they're all filled with Chinese spies. And you had the state-run Chinese media in 2018 promoting their labs. Take a look at the largest virus bank in Asia. Wuhan Institute of Virology in central China's Hubei province preserves more than 1,500 different strains of viruses. That came out in May of 18 from Chinese-run media, China Daily. They've now deleted that tweet. Oh, I wonder why. And then, now that, again, it's come out that this came out of the Wuhan lab, and it's pretty much just accepted without it being admitted, the Biden security advisor refuses to say how China will be punished for non-cooperation with COVID investigations. So that's just with the investigations that were covered up. Not even with the manufacturing and release of the virus, totally against the law, against the everything, Geneva Convention, Nuremberg Code, all of it. Oh, well, the Biden administration can't say how China will be punished because China won't be punished by the Biden administration because China owns the Biden administration. The Biden administration is China. But see, that's just another bubble waiting to burst in this deal. And the more dramatic the effort is by the mainstream media and our politicians and our federal agencies to cover this up, the more dramatic the revelations will be, the more dramatic the responses will be from the American people when all of this finally is revealed and understood. And it is inevitable. It's hard to say on a gauge where it's truly at right now, simply because of all the censorship that happens. And that we just don't even have a real media. I mean, InfoWars is as real as it gets in the media. And I mean, it's hard for us to really know. I mean, how many people understand the true origins, the true story of COVID-19? How many people really know about that? And then how many people, forget about the totally brainwashed leftists out there. Their soul is already merged with the death cult. So they don't, that's a non-entity. But there's still good Americans out there that just want to live their life and don't really know any of this is going on. What happens when they realize this? The people whose lives have been destroyed with their businesses getting shut down or families being torn apart. Suicides, all of it. Are they going to be more mad at China for doing this? Or are they going to be more mad at the American media and our federal institutions that covered it all up? And so that's why the Biden administration, the FBI, the DIA, and others are just in a panic behind the scenes right now because they're sitting on basically an atom bomb that is going to blow them up. And they don't know what to do with it. Because they'd like to blow it up, but for nobody to see. But how do you do that? How do you blow up how do you have a nuclear detonation without anybody noticing? So that's the challenge that is upon the White House and Chris Wray and others right now. With this Chinese defector being held right now, who's given them all the intelligence that they already knew. They already knew all the Chinese spies were here. They already knew it was a Chinese bioweapon made by the military. They already knew all that. But now here's a Chinese defector saying, hey, you're going to expose this, right? You're going to do something about this, right? The Chinese communists are evil. They're launching bio warfare. It's only going to get worse. And he hands it over. And then Chris Wray and the Biden administration are kind of scratching their heads like, okay, yeah, we'll get this to the public. Sure. Just stay here for a minute. Yeah.
Three of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroy the supply chain. BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and it funds the InfoWar. It's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock. And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits, and that is Survival Shield X3 Tri-Iodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, BioTree Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex for the rest of this transmission. Gerald Celente hosting the fourth hour, then I'll be back hosting the War Room as well. So much to get to here. I'm going to move on now from this huge story. It's tough to because it's so big and no one else is making a big deal out of it. But we talked about it for about an hour plus now, so it's time to move on to some of the other stuff here. That the media won't tell you, like the vaccines are hurting people, and then just the complete, now, the Stockholm Syndrome is just complete when it comes to what some of these leftists, some of these liberal progressive leftists are now willing to commit to, where they'll have friends and family who die from the COVID vaccine, and they'll put out the information on their social media account saying, yeah, my kid, my cousin, whatever, died from it, but you should still get it. What? That is the completion of Stockholm Syndrome right there. But I've got other big news here as well. And then what we witnessed from Juneteenth over the weekend, I think we're figuring out where this is going, and really quickly as well. With what happened over the weekend for Juneteenth, quote unquote, celebrations. Celebrations is, I suppose, what we're going to be calling those. So we'll have all of that coming up. I'm going to get to some news clips now, but first, remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com. That's how everything we do here is made possible, is your support at InfoWarsStore.com, and we sell the best supplements that you can find. I am really big into health supplements. I have been for years, and so I was so happy when I found InfoWarsStore.com, because we truly do have the best supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, whether it's the elite supplements like DNA Force Plus, or now some of the new supplements that are very high quality but very affordable, like the new multivitamin, the vitamin D3 gummies, the vitamin C plus zinc, all available at InfoWarsStore.com at an introductory price of 25% off. Or you can get all three in the Mega Immune Support Pack right now for 40% off. We want you to live the most healthy life you can, and so that's why we have these top-rated, top-selling supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let's take a look at what happened over the weekend during, quote-unquote, Juneteenth celebrations. And so Juneteenth, which, I don't know, maybe Trump saw this coming. Trump wanted to make Juneteenth a federal holiday and make it a thing that American patriots could own and that we could be proud of. And we could say, this is when America ended slavery. This is when we set an example for the world to stop having slavery. It's not a good thing. And so America set that standard, and we freed our slaves, and we fought a battle over it, and we came out of that. But they want to turn it into something negative. Oh, America's racist. Oh, America's all about slavery. To then turn it into some weird, like, purge-style thing where, because of Juneteenth, you can just go out and riot and loot and do all this stuff again. Like, oh, George Floyd, I'm rioting and looting. Oh, okay. Oh, Breonna Taylor, I'm rioting and looting. Oh, Mike Brown, I'm rioting and looting. Oh, Juneteenth, I'm rioting and looting. So it could have been a good thing. It could have been a good thing for America, another thing for us to wave the flag and be proud of what we've done here. Not proud that we had a sordid history at times, but proud that we came out of it. Proud that we learned. Proud that we became better. Proud that we set a standard again for the globe. No, now it's been weaponized, and it becomes a new I'm rioting, I'm looting because of George Floyd. And yeah, you've got George Floyd statues going up coast to coast. It's just, it's insane. So they tear down Thomas Jefferson or Columbus and then replace it with George Floyd, a career criminal who once held a loaded weapon to a pregnant woman because he was robbing her. And now he's a hero. Amazing how that works. But so let's take a look. Yeah, this is just some of the B-roll. That's what George Floyd would look like if he was white. Yeah, they have white statues of George Floyd, too. I mean, that's how insane this is. But let's go to clip one. This is in Oakland. Just some of the scenes, guys. Just roll the B-roll from clip one. This is just the scenes in Oakland where Juneteenth was. And you had one dead and five injured in mass shootings at Juneteenth. And then the EMTs arrived, and look at what happened. So here, let's roll this from the top with audio. I think it's okay. I'm pretty sure it's censored. So here you go. So you had a mass shooting in Oakland at a Juneteenth event. And when the EMTs arrived to treat the people that just got shot, look what the people that were attending the Juneteenth quote-unquote celebration did. Check this out. So as the EMT
EMTs are unloading gurneys and getting medical instruments. The Juneteenth celebrators, whatever you want to call them, take over the EMT ambulance and turn it into a Cardi B WAP video with their asses hanging out, their breasts hanging out, they're grinding on one another, they're climbing on top of the ambulance, and they're cheering it all on. And it's just a big joke. Yeah, people got shot here, and the ambulance is here to help them, so let's just dance on the car, and let's twerk on it. Let's turn this into a Cardi B WAP video. Juneteenth, man, you know, because Juneteenth. So is this what we're going to see on Juneteenth every year now? Is this the new regular thing for Juneteenth? Is it going to be now businesses are going to board up their windows and doors and shut down on Juneteenth because it's going to become an insane spectacle of criminal and debauchery activity? So there you go. Here's another one here in clip four. Guys, roll clip four. Another Juneteenth celebration that resulted in four being shot. So, so there you go. So there's another one. Here's another Juneteenth celebration. Four people shot. And, of course, that didn't stop the ongoers from having their party and continuing to party in the streets, you know, because of Juneteenth, you see. And then you have, this was in Chicago. I'll tell you, there was something even more disgusting, perhaps, than the event itself. Guys, just roll the B-roll of clip five. In Chicago over the weekend, a father and his wife, who have one child together, were pulled out of their vehicle in Chicago and shot, executed at point-blank range. The father is now dead. The wife is in critical condition. Just regular day in Chicago now. Just a homicide every, there's multiple homicides every day. At the end of the year, it's going to be an average of about three homicides a day. And then, now is the media going to show you this footage of this guy dying after being executed on the streets of Chicago, pulled from his vehicle and executed as he's trying to protect his girlfriend? By the way, what is a one thread that all these videos have in common? It's all white supremacists, isn't it? This is a bunch of white supremacist activity, isn't it? Are they going to show you this individual dying on the streets of Chicago being murdered by a bunch of white supremacist thugs? Oh, that's right. White supremacist here is code word for black people, I guess. Where in the media, white supremacist is code for Trump supporters. So I guess we all have coded verbiology now. No, let's call it what it is. Black thugs murdered a guy in Chicago. Black thugs celebrating Juneteenth around this country. Multiple shootings, dancing on EMT cars. And they say white supremacists are the biggest threat. Here's what's even more disgusting, though, about that individual. Leftists are going on Twitter, commenting on people posting that video, defending the murderer. I'm not kidding you. Defending the murderer. Saying, oh, Whitey in the car must have deserved it. The guy was from Puerto Rico. Saying, hey, he had a Confederate flag. He deserved it. It was a Puerto Rican flag. So that's how brainwashed leftists are now, is they defend criminals that are black and they say that it's the victim's fault. I mean, this is unbelievable. This is who.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So that it can be conquered. So it's all this race baiting. It's all this identity politics. It's all garbage. The average American doesn't care what color your skin color is. What color your skin is. Redundant there. They don't care about your upbringing, your class. Most people. It's only leftists that really do. They're the ones that seem to be obsessed with race and class and all this stuff. But see, it then becomes this issue of, how do I even cover what's happening without adding to the problem? Because there's obviously emotional levels involved here when, whether you're black or white, you're getting pulled emotionally on your heartstrings here by all the propaganda. So it's like, here comes the FBI and all this mainstream media crap where if you're white, you're the problem in the education system everywhere. You're white, you're bad. You're white, you're the problem. You must be eliminated. You must be disseminated. Your days are over. And so the white person's like, what? What are you talking about? And then if you're a black person, the propaganda targets you, saying you're a victim. You've been wronged. It's the white person's fault. And so you don't want to buy into any of it. But see, it's my duty here to this audience that tunes in to tell you the truth about what's going on. And so when all of our media and our federal government is telling you that white supremacy is the problem, but you look at inner city run by Democrats with a majority black population, it's the most violent criminal areas that you can live in. And then you have a Juneteenth celebration over the weekend in multiple cities where there's mass shootings, people dancing on EMT ambulances when they arrive to stop the bleeding out of people that have just been shot. And then in this clip two and clip eight, just breaking out into fights. This is in New Jersey. So like I said, just roll clip eight, just roll the B-roll. So like I said, literally from coast to coast, Juneteenth weekend became an exhibition in total thuggery. But see, that's what it's all about. So, oh, I'm black, I'm a victim, so I get this day like a purge-style event to behave in a debaucherous criminal manner. And so this is what the media does. Oh, George Floyd died. Go out and loot and riot. Oh, Mike Brown died. Go out and loot and riot. And they lie about how they died. And then cities are decimated by this massive crime wave. And then the white person, and then the white man is blamed, even though whether you want to watch the videos of all this going on or look at the FBI crime statistics, it's not white men. No, it's not. But they're the ones that are told they need to be blamed. They're the ones that are told they're bad. And so, again, how do you even cover that without becoming part of the problem? How do you fix an issue where, as long as people are still buying into the mainstream media propaganda, it's never going to be fixed? Whether that's to hate a white person or hate police or whatever it else is. So again, I could sit here and roll this footage for you all day long, and you'll notice there's something in common with all this criminal activity. I mean, I'm not the one obsessed with race. But if you're observant and honest and you want to talk about race, well, go ahead and have that conversation. The left won't have it. And of course they won't, because it's every Democrat city. Look at these numbers. Crime surges in cities across the country. Every single one run by Democrats. Atlanta, up 58% in homicides from a year ago. 40% up in shootings. New York City, 13% up in homicides. 64% in shootings. Portland, 533% increase in homicides. 126% increase in shootings. Chicago, up 5% in homicides. Up 18% in shootings. That number's actually wrong. I don't know why. So now I'm wondering, I know for a fact Chicago is up more than 5%. I've run those numbers myself. Chicago's up 50%. Chicago is on pace to double, actually. So would that be 100% then? So that number is actually wrong. You can go look at the homicides in Chicago. There have been over 300 homicides in Chicago so far this year. There were 290 in Chicago last year. So that number is actually inaccurate. Los Angeles up 22% in homicides, 51% shootings. Philadelphia up 37% in homicides, 27% in shootings. And if the number in Chicago is low, I'm wondering if the rest of them aren't low. Those are just numbers from Fox. But see, this is what's happening now inside of law enforcement. You know, and this is such a critical thing. You should do like a whole hour just breaking this down and discussing it. But the story in the LAist, and this story is elsewhere too, but this was the source I was researching mostly. Here are the people Los Angeles's district attorney, who is funded by Soros, that's George Gascón. Here are the people Los Angeles's district attorney, which is really Soros's district attorney, has named to review past police shootings. So get this. Police shootings in Los Angeles that have already gone through the system of review and court and all of it are now going to go back through the system. Now, that would be illegal. That's like double jeopardy. You can't do that. Oh, but see, they found an end around. And so now this Soros paid for
Soros bought and paid for DA George Gascon has hired a group of Black Lives Matter protesters to review past police shootings, and if they find any proprieties in those rulings, there will be new cases brought up. You can go back 10 years, 20 years. They don't care. They're going to find you. So this is giving the anti-cop, Soros-run left wing a knife to hold to the cop's throat politically. You think there's going to be fairness? You think there's going to be neutrality in those decisions? And see, if you understand this, you understand what happens when this goes exponential. They'll hire all of their brainwashed, propagandized minions and goons to select committees and boards that are above law to then say, yes, these people committed crimes. Yes, these police committed crimes. Yes, they committed an insurrection. And then whatever law enforcement agencies will say, see, these are just neutral committees. You know, these are just neutral committees, and we find their decisions to be neutral. So we're going after the people that they said are the criminals here. We're going after those cops. We're going after those Trump supporters. This is what they're doing right now. And that's why you have people like Frank Figluzzi, celebrating stories from the Washington Post saying that the federal government wants to arrest Alex Jones. And the funny thing is, in the Washington Post story, it even says, it has to admit that Alex Jones was calling for peace that entire day, which they lied about in their first publication, but then we sent them all the videos of us saying, don't go in, it's time to be peaceful. Don't go in, be peaceful. And they had to retract and rewrite their story. But they didn't change the headlines, and that didn't stop Frank Figluzzi, the FBI official that wants to arrest all Trump supporters, from celebrating the fact that the federal government's being aimed at Americans. He loves it. So that's what they'll do. And he has a new podcast now. So they'll put their ideologues on unofficial committees and boards that will act as some sort of surrogate for actual law enforcement, but has now been defunded. So there's no real local law enforcement. That's all been defunded. They have these left-wing Soros-backed committees and boards that will then be making decisions like some sort of a courtroom jury. And then if they decide you're a racist or you're a bigot or you're this or that, oh, and then they'll send their actual compromised law enforcement to come scoop you up, which will be nothing but leftists that at that time, because anybody that doesn't want to be a tyrannical, corrupt, political enforcer of the Democrat Party, like in Portland, will quit. So that's why you're seeing all the special forces and police quit that are like, raid people and riot squads and rapid response squads, because they know, like in Portland, oh, okay, they went, hey, a group of people are burning down a building with people inside. So the rapid response team shows up. One of them happens to barely breeze a journalist who's like flopping and flailing, and then he gets sued and he gets arrested. Not the people that burned the building down, but the police that showed up to stop.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.